Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we are in your corner. So go wake up your husband. Go wake up your wife. Go wake up your son. Go wake up your daughter. Go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up the oldest girl and the youngest girl, the oldest boy and the youngest boy, and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. We're on the air, y'all. We're on the air. We are on the air, beaming the love of Jesus Christ from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, throughout the whole entire world. All right, y'all, get out the bed this morning. Let me go get my bus. Let me go get the bus. Let me go and pick up some cities this morning. Yeah, I got my bus crunked up. All right, I'm going to go and pick up some cities this morning. All right. All right, all right. Let me go on the East Coast. All right, all right. Hartford, Connecticut. Get on board this morning. New York, New York. Get on board this morning. Boston, Massachusetts. Come on and get on board. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Come on, get on board. Baltimore, Maryland. Come on and get on board this morning. Charleston, West Virginia. Come on and get on board this morning. Come on, Kentucky. Get on board. Louisville, Kentucky. Get on board this morning. Memphis, Tennessee. Come on and get on board with us this morning. Jackson, Mississippi. Come on and get on board with us. Jacksonville, Florida. Come on and get on board. We see you, Jacksonville. God bless you, Jacksonville. All right, let me go get a good song. Let me go get a good song this morning. I'm going to go get an old song here. A song, this sound like church, since we're going to have church Wednesday night. This sound like church, called Victory in Jesus. This is how they used to do it without any music, y'all. Listen to this. All right, that was an old hymn that's called Victory in Jesus. Amen, amen. Let me tell you, you got victory in Jesus. Hold on to that song now. Hold on to it. You are not a defeated Christian. The Bible says we are more than conquerors through him that love us. Victory is in Jesus. All right, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. All right, it's time to read the Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. We're going to be reading this morning out of the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 31. Isaiah chapter 31 through chapter 35. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Book of Isaiah continued. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in the multitude of their chariots and in the great strength of their horsemen, but do not look to the Holy One of Israel or seek help from the Lord. Yet he too is wise and can bring disaster. He does not take back his words. He will rise up against the house of the wicked, against those who help evildoers. But the Egyptians are mortals and not God. Their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, those who help will stumble. Those who are helped will fall. All will perish together. This is what the Lord says to me.
As a lion growls, a great lion over its prey, and though a whole band of shepherds is called together against it, it is not frightened by their shouts or disturbed by their clamor. So the Lord Almighty will come down to do battle on Mount Zion and on its heights. Like birds hovering overhead, the Lord Almighty will shield Jerusalem. He will shield it and deliver it. He will pass over it and will rescue it.
Return, you Israelites, to the one you have so greatly revolted against. For in that day, every one of you will reject the idols of silver and gold your sinful hands have made.
Assyria will fall by no human sword. A sword not of mortals will devour them. They will flee before the sword, and their young men will be put to forced labor. Their stronghold will fall because of terror. At the sight of the battle standard, their commanders will panic.
Declares the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, whose furnace is in Jerusalem. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Each one will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The fearful heart will know and understand, and the stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. No longer will the fool be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected. For fools speak folly. Their hearts are bent on evil. They practice ungodliness and spread error concerning the Lord. The hungry they leave empty, and the thirsty they withhold water. Scoundrels use wicked methods. They make up evil schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is just. But the noble make noble plans, and by noble deeds they stand. You women who are so complacent, rise up and listen to me. You daughters who feel secure, hear what I have to say. In little more than a year, you who feel secure will tremble. The grape harvest will fail, and the harvest of fruit will not come. Tremble, you complacent women. Shudder, you daughters who feel secure. Strip off your clothes. Put sackcloth around your waists. Beat your breast for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vines, and for the land of my people, a land overgrown with thorns and briars. Yes. Mourn for all houses of merriment and for this city of revelry. The fortress will be abandoned, the noisy city deserted. Citadel and watchtower will become a wasteland forever. The delight of donkeys, a pasture for flocks, till the spirit is poured on us from on high. And the desert becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field seems like a forest. The Lord's justice will dwell in the desert. His righteousness live in the fertile field. The fruit of that righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. Though hell flattens the forest and the city is leveled completely, how blessed you will be, sowing your seed by every stream and letting your cattle and donkeys range free. Woe to you, destroyer, you who have not been destroyed. Woe to you, betrayer, you who have not been betrayed. When you stop destroying, you will be destroyed. When you stop betraying, you will be betrayed. Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. At the uproar of your army, the peoples flee. When you rise up, the nations scatter. Their plunder is harvested as by young locusts. Like a swarm of locusts, people pounce on it. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with his justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Look. Their brave men cry aloud in the streets. The envoys of peace weep bitterly. The highways are deserted. No travelers are on the roads. The treaty is broken. Its witnesses are despised. No one is respected. The land dries up and wastes away. Lebanon is ashamed and withers. Sharon is like the Araba, and Bashan and Carmel drop their leaves.
Now will I arise,
says the Lord.
Now will I be exalted. Now will I be lifted up. You conceive chaff. You give birth to straw. Your breath is a fire that consumes you. The peoples will be burned as if to lime. Like cut thorn bushes, they will be set ablaze.
You who are far away, hear what I have done. You who are near, acknowledge my power. The sinners in Zion are terrified. Trembling grips the godless.
Who of us can dwell with the consuming fire?
Who of us can dwell with everlasting burning?
Those who walk righteously and speak what is right, who reject gain from extortion and keep their hands from accepting bribes, who stop their ears against plots of murder and shut their eyes against contemplating evil. They are the ones who will dwell on the heights, whose refuge will be the mountain fortress. Their bread will be supplied, and water will not fail them. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty, and view a land that stretches afar. In your thoughts, you will ponder the former terror.
Where is that chief officer? Where is the one who took the revenue? Where is the officer in charge of the towers?
You will see those arrogant people no more. People whose speech is obscure, whose language is strange and incomprehensible. Look on Zion, the city of our festivals. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a peaceful abode, a tent that will not be moved. Its stakes will never be pulled up, nor any of its ropes broken. There, the Lord will be our mighty one. It will be like a place of broad rivers and streams. No galley with oars will ride them. No mighty ship will sail them, for the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. It is he who will save us. Your rigging hangs loose. The mast is not held secure. The sail is not spread. Then an abundance of spoils will be divided, and even the lame will carry off plunder. No one living in Zion will say,
I am ill.
And the sins of those who dwell there will be forgiven. Come near, you nations, and listen. Pay attention, you peoples. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all that comes out of it. The Lord is angry with all nations. His wrath is on all their armies. He will totally destroy them. He will give them over to slaughter. Their slain will be thrown out. Their dead bodies will send up a stench. The mountains will be soaked with their blood. All the stars in the sky will be dissolved, and the heavens rolled up like a scroll. All the starry host will fall like withered leaves from the vine, like shriveled figs from the fig tree.
My sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. See, it descends in judgment on Edom, the people I have totally destroyed.
The sword of the Lord is bathed in blood. It is covered with fat. The blood of lambs and goats, fat from the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in Edom, and the wild oxen will fall with them. The bull calves and the great bulls. Their land will be drenched with blood, and the dust will be soaked with fat. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of retribution to uphold Zion's cause. Edom's streams will be turned into pitch, her dust into burning sulfur. Her land will become blazing pitch. It will not be quenched night or day. Its smoke will rise forever. From generation to generation, it will lie desolate. No one will ever pass through it again. The desert owl and screech owl will possess it. The great owl and the raven will nest there. God will stretch out over Edom the measuring line of chaos and the plumb line of desolation. Her nobles will have nothing there to be called a kingdom. All her princes will vanish away. Thorns will overrun her citadels. Nettles and brambles her strongholds. She will become a haunt for jackals, a home for owls. Desert creatures will meet with hyenas, and wild goats will bleat to each other. There the night creatures will also lie down and find for themselves places of rest. The owl will nest there and lay eggs. She will hatch them and care for her young under the shadow of her wings. There also the falcons will gather, each with its mate. Look in the scroll of the Lord and read. None of these will be missing. Not one will lack her mate. For it is his mouth that has given the order, and his spirit will gather them together. He allots their portions. His hand distributes them by measure. They will possess it forever and dwell there from generation to generation. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon, they will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts,
be strong. Do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance. With divine retribution, he will come to save you.
Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
All right, that's our scripture reading for today. We've read out of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 31 through 35. May God bless those who have read and who have heard his holy word. All right, y'all, it's prayer time. Come on, y'all, let's gather up. Let's gather around. Let's pray. Things will work out better after prayer. Come on, y'all, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you and we do praise you for being so good to us. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Thank you, dear God, for waking us up early this morning and clothing us in our right mind as we have started out this day. Now, Lord, we just want to pray for our Wednesday night Bible studies tonight, dear God. Lord, we ask that you will prepare the preachers, the teachers, prepare their hearts and minds to preach and to teach your holy word, dear God. For Lord, the scripture tells us that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. And so, Lord, we pray that you will just put your word in your people, in your preachers, and in your teachers, dear God. And then, Lord, prepare your people as they come to Bible study tonight to receive the truths that will transform their lives. So Lord, open up their hearts, open up their minds, that they can receive, dear God, what you have in store for your people. And then Lord, help us, dear God, to not only be hearers of your word, but help us, dear God, to be doers of your word. Help us, dear God, to love our enemies, to bless them that curse us, to pray for them that despitefully use us. Help us, dear God, to, as you said in your word, to when somebody asks us to go 1 mile, help us to even go the extra mile. Help us to not only do what we're supposed to do, dear God, but help us to do that and even a little bit more. That they can see, dear God, that we are indeed children of God. Now, Lord, I want to pray for those who are on their way to work this morning. Give them all traveling mercies. Protect them, dear God, from any hurt, harm, and danger. I want to pray, dear God, for our jobs today, dear God. Lord, we pray that you will give us grace on our job to help us to deal with those that's our co-workers, as well as people that we just encounter in our daily routine today. Give us the grace that we need, dear God, that when people look at us, they can say truly, they are indeed children of God. Now, Lord, bless your people with the blessing they stand in need of, and we'll be careful to praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We have sung our song. We have had our scriptures this morning. And we have prayed our prayer. And that's it for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for waking up and joining us this morning. Thank you for catching that old Bible bus this morning. All right, let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour. We minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Matter of fact, in just a minute or two, we're going to get you a sermon for those who have got to go to work early this morning. We're going to get a sermon in. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. Somebody needs to say something about it. At 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. At 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. At 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. At 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. And at 12 o'clock, amidst in these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker. Tell somebody about us because we are in your corner.